Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. Today is February 11th, 2015. I am Bro Steph, and today we want to talk about the 25th chapter of Leviticus, verses 1 through 4, and what prophetic meaning might this scripture have. And I'll be sharing, of course, with you my thoughts on this for today. So let's read chapter 25, verses 1 through 4 of Leviticus. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel. Say to them, when you come into the land which I give you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord. Verse 3, 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather its fruit. Verse 4, but in the 7th year there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard." Now, it's interesting that Jesus, our Messiah, fulfilled the spring feasts at his first coming. So he fulfilled Passover and unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost. Those are the four spring feasts that the Lord fulfilled at his first coming. What's yet to be fulfilled is the three fall feasts, which trumpets, atonement, tabernacles, Sukkot, and also Hanukkah will fall in that time period as well. And I believe that the Lord will fulfill at his second coming. He'll also fulfill Hanukkah. Now, here's what's interesting. If we go back, and by the way, I'll be adding to this report a link that outlines the feasts of Israel so that you'll have a really good overview from a Jewish perspective on these feast days. So if we go back to the text, it's 6 years. Then at the beginning of the 7th year, it's a Jubilee year. And by reading Leviticus 25, you find out that slaves were released and set free. If you owed anybody any money, you were forgiven the debt. And it, in essence, the earth, the ground, the people all had a rest. And the clock was reset. It was like a reset. And here's my thought about this. From Adam to right now, we are just shy of the end of the 6,000th year from Adam to where we are presently. Now, if the Lord fulfills his feasts, as I said, the spring feasts were fulfilled through Messiah, through Yeshua. The fall feasts are going to be fulfilled through him. Then Jubilee should also be fulfilled at the second coming of Messiah. And here's my reasoning for that. And again, this isn't doctrine that we're talking about today. This is thought. It's topical. It's theory. And some things that I've been thinking about. So, the earth has had 6,000 years. And it's coming to the end of the 6,000th year. The beginning of the 7,000th year is going to start soon. And doesn't it stand to reason that at the coming of Messiah, his second return, that the earth is going to get a jubilee rest? The people, inhabitants of the earth, will get their jubilee rest. And more importantly, the God of this world will no longer have a hold on this planet. And by the return of Messiah, he will break the hold that Satan has had on this world. Satan right now is the god of this world. That's what the Bible teaches us. But at Messiah's coming, he will no longer be the god of this world. And the inhabitants of this world will now be turned back to God, their creator, and no longer having to follow the dictates of fallen man. It'll be a new day. A new day for nature, a new day for the ground, and a new day for the universe, and a new day for humanity. And so I think that if God has fulfilled all of his feast days, why wouldn't Jubilee also be fulfilled? I mean, if there was a Jubilee for the Jews in Old Testament times, a 7 year, on the seventh year, a full day of rest, and then also a 50th year Jubilee, then why wouldn't there be a Jubilee for mankind and for the earth and for the universe through Jesus Christ? It's just something to think about, and I think it warrants thought and discussion. But it's an interesting concept, isn't it? That if God follows the Jubilee cycle, then that means that we are coming to the end of the 6,000 year. And a Jubilee year is going to have to take place. In other words, the 7,000th year, the beginning of that year, should usher in the coming of Messiah to set all of us free on planet Earth. Just an interesting concept and thought. How close could we be to the second coming of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to this planet? This is Bro Steph with a prophetic thought and a thought for today that I hope you find interesting. And while you're at it, read Leviticus chapter 25 so you can get a full understanding on the Jubilee and what that might mean to us as well. There's a lot in Leviticus 25 that points to the peace that Messiah is going to bring to the entire world one day. You know, all the feasts of the Jews, all the feasts they celebrate, all pointed to what Messiah would do. They all were, it was all a foreshadow of heaven and the Messiah. And so when you read Leviticus 25, read it in terms of what might it mean for us today. This is Bro Steph, and it's been a privilege to talk with you today, share my thoughts with you today. Pray over these things, share with others, and remember you can find us at facebook.com/groups/BroSteph. Read our intelligence reports at brosteph.org. Listen to our intelligence audio briefings at audioboom.com/BroSteph. Make it a great day. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back soon. And whatever you do, live out your faith. God bless you. Talk to you again soon.